Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
Well, absolutely. I mean, David goes in to Gibeah. He's there to just play his harp and sing some songs, you know. He doesn't go in there and say, hey, I'm the next king. In fact, Saul, just hand over the crown, you know. I think you can short-circuit your own opportunity by blowing your cover prematurely, by trying to manipulate the situation and force the hand of God. Sometimes God just wants you in the room just to see it. He wants you just to be there to begin to frame your own thinking to be the framework of your future. And so we can't rush out. That's why one of the concepts of the book I love sharing is that we have to embrace the city that we're in. We really have to thoroughly say, God, I want to learn everything that you have for me to learn. I want you to work on my character. I want you, like as you said, I believe that preparation is a huge part of purpose. And God, oh, and everything you want me to learn in this city, this stage that I'm in, I want to learn. And then I'll be ready to go to the next level. But I don't want to have to repeat processes. I don't want to have to go backward. I want to extract and learn all that you have for me on this level so that when God promotes me, I'll be prepared and ready to go to the next level.
Wow. Can I get an amen? I want you to speak to the whole idea of in this city or season, I should say, of exposure, and when God is giving you glimpses of what he has for you, it's also can be troublesome in that you're bumping up against people that seem to stand in the way of that calling. Talk about David's service to a crazed king, how that actually prepared him, and maybe make the application for the person listening today who's like, I'm working with people who seem completely incompetent, and it seems like a waste of my time. What say you?
I love it. I mean, here's God has David serving this demonized king. He's crazy. He's dangerous. And I feel like sometimes we look at people around us and say, Lord, why would you put me in even anywhere around this person? And it's that God teaches us not only from the good that we see in others, but also from the bad. Mm. We also learn from the challenges. That supervisor that is just totally unfair. That person makes you a better supervisor when you become in a position of authority. I feel like it is all of those experiences, the good, bad, and the ugly, that help to form who we are. And so we have to learn how to thank God, even when we're working with crazy people, when we feel like we're under attack, when we feel like we're misunderstood, because it's just preparing us for when we're in a position of authority or influence, that we'll be a better leader, we'll be a better servant, we'll be a better.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.